Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
Restaurants in Fresno and Clovis and the Valley trying to make it work with outdoor dining. Others just trying indoor dining, no matter what the state says. What's this first story you have for us this morning?
Well, yeah, this is a story kind of a bit of a battle that's brewing between a restaurant in Clovis called Colton Social House and its landlord, which happens to be Service the Mall. So this has to do with a large patio that Colton's debuted back in July. They had been closed since the lockdown orders in March. So, you know, they wanted to come back strong in July. You know, it's kind of a matter of survival for a lot of these restaurants. So what they did was they ripped out some grass near their place. They installed some pavers and they built a rather large patio. You know, it's kind of brought a sense of normal relations to the eatery. They said that they were doing pretty good. You know, even while indoor dining was banned, there seemed to be a disconnect between Colton's and their landlord, who just recently sent Colton's a cease and desist letter. You know, there's concerns about, at least what Sierra Vista said, concerns with fire code, health and safety protocols. And they say that Colton's has about 15 days to remedy the situation. Don't really lay out what that means, but, you know, they clearly are saying that they're in violation of their lease. Representatives of the mall said in the statement they don't necessarily want them to tear the patio out. They just want them to come to the table to sort of discuss it. For Colton's part, they said they tried to get in touch with the landlord, you know, that there were security people that were coming by, mall officials that kind of saw what was happening. You know, that they didn't say, oh, you need to stop this right now. So they're kind of in a tough spot. They're looking for, you know, they're asking for recommendations for an attorney. Not a good situation over there at Colton's.
No.
Yeah. So given all the steps, you know, the cities have taken for restaurants to expand their outdoor dining, this is a bit of a change. And, you know, we'll be covering it, you know, to see what happens. And you can go to thebusinessjournal.com to find out more as this story progresses.
Oh, it must be so frustrating to be a restaurant owner. All right, so Amazon going to bring some jobs here to the Valley, huh?
Yeah, this is a big story that broke last week. You know, Amazon's planning a 1.3 million square foot distribution center in Visalia. It's going to be about, you know, kind of on par with what we have here in Fresno, about 1,000 jobs. It's going to be located next to a 500,000 square foot UPS distribution hub, which is supposed to open early next month. It's going to make Visalia one of the most important distribution hubs in the entire Central Valley. And, you know, it's a big story that, you know, once these sorts of businesses establish themselves in a town, they attract other businesses. And so, you know, it's a big win for Visalia. And we'll kind of be watching how that story plays out.
Yeah,
that's future as well.
That's great news. Anytime we hear about more jobs coming to the Valley, especially following this pandemic lockdown, that's good news, Gabe. Thank you very much.
No problem, Tony.
Have a great week, buddy.
You too.
All right, so you want more information on these stories and all news that is business for Fresno and the Valley, pick up a copy of the Business Journal.